This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everybody.
Bahumia.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Full of swagger with his mother's dagger. Elder Kildare.
It's a great sword. It's a great sword.
It's a great sword.
The mommy blade.
Although, no, you're right. You would keep calling it a dagger, even though it's a great sword to you. Right. You're right. Strike it from the record. I'm wrong.
It's a great sword.
Yeah, it's a great sword.
This is a great sword.
It's a great sword, but not a great sword. Then, of course, we've got Emily Axford.
Getting down to break some crowns, Calliope Petrichor.
Ooh, nice.
Very good.
Solomon Calder, don't know about that. Don't react.
Right.
Okay.
You don't know.
That's me and Emily. That's just me and Emily.
Saul knows because he wrote, he said, remind to ask.
Oh, that's right. I know something's up.
Text Calliope to remind me about.
Note to Saul.
Right, yeah. It's, my hand is blistered from the ice.
And then, of course, we've got Caldwell Tanner.
Oh, got more bros than he even knows. It's Saul Buffaut. This episode brought to you by Miracle-Gro.
What?
Yeah, I sold a sponsorship.
Cool.
Is that okay?
Yeah. What is Miracle-Gro?
It's for all your planting and potting needs.
Oh, is it a real product?
Chemical fertilizer.
Oh, you can't do that. This episode is not brought to you by that.
I'm going to sell a sponsorship to Monsanto.
Parody.
What?
No. Asterisk.
Brought to you by pesticide, everybody.
Asterisk. What? Parody. No.
Parody. I was trying to do something good for
parody.
Us.
So parody. Parody.
They have a lot of cash.
Parody. 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 Not real. Not real, everyone.
Great sword. Great ad.
Yeah. Not an ad. Parody. All right, everybody. Let's go ahead and do a little recap. Emily, stop rolling. Why are you rolling?
I rolled a one.
You got okay. You got to find out if they're rolling hot or interesting before
this
we hit
this is the Miracle-Gro roll of the game.
Okay. You're all out of control, and I need you all to stop. All
right, I had ready? A root canal yesterday.
How did that go?
She did.
Bad.
She did. I was worried, very worried she wasn't going to be able to record. She was in rough shape. Okay, everybody. Yeah.
Short rest material.
All right. So last time, Gowan Kilday, the Ranger General, joined you at the Alchemist Lab to investigate a disturbance of Swag's android body. I wonder who did that. After testing you to make sure you weren't replicants by pretending to stab Calder, he brought you to a room above the North Star Tavern to talk. There, you told him that Swag had said Gregor was compromised. Shaken, Gowan resolved to keep Gregor at first light to isolate him. Despite Calder's protests, Gowan refused any help and just said to keep your parents safe. Afterwards, you headed back to Calder's house, where Calder had a talk with his mom about destiny. She revealed that a ghost near the Ice Knife relic told her that, quote, her little one would have a part to play in helping the Fae.
Aww.
So cute. So cute.
Mommy.
Mommy, do you have
You're
a cute
ruining
destiny?
It, Jake.
Thanks for the sword.
Oh, man. Get the fuck out of here. Jake, you ruined it.
I'm just falling out to save the world.
Oh, the destiny, I think, was actually about Gowan.
What?
Parentheses parody.
Meanwhile, Callie had a conversation with a sunflower that popped out of the snow.
Yeah,
the flower...
Huge for Callie.
Huge. The flower told her that Ariox had frozen some of the giantkin leaders from the giant dragon wars, and that they might be willing to help you if you'd help them destroy the Fae crowns. An increasingly interesting idea now that they've become a liability. That night, Kenna shared a vision with Saul about a talk she had with Jaina Bronzebeard about found family and reminded him that he had a brother in Albin. Before you could all come together, Callie was approached by Gregor, who wanted to meet in the meat shed. After some hiding and mirror image shenanigans, you went out to meet him, but the giant was acting normal. Gregor even told you some good news, that there were survivors from the attack on Coldbreak and that a bullywug had led them to safety with the frozen fist. Afterwards, Gregor suggested you go to Boris Frigg's to investigate what happened to him. While there, you noticed that the door to his bedroom from his deck was open. With a natural 20, Saul noticed a hole in the ice that you all went out to investigate. Callie did a cold plunge, and with another natural 20, she found a pod where more replicants may have entered the village. And that's where we are now. So Callie has already emerged from the lake with the, I believe, cast in large person on herself, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Kind of like for fun.
Just for fun.
I just thought it'd be like really fun to like burst out. I mean, also probably to be able to carry it out.
Right on. Callie bursts out carrying parts of this strange pod.
Whoa.
Is that like a bobsled or something? Is that from some sort of sporting event? Calder, what is that thing?
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, no, that's for sure pretty fucking weird.
Okay, so she's already here. She's already in your village.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's maybe already on the way to, and I'm going to lie. I'm just saying this right now. And she's already on her way to the Valley of the Fae. You know where the portal is.
The valley.
That thicket of thorns that you have to run straight ahead into as quick as you can.
And you have to do a very special dance as you go through the thorns, of course.
Calder and Saul, give me insight checks with advantage. And we'll set it at a DC 12.
As I'm saying the lie, I wink once at Calder and I wink once at
Bardic
Saul.
Inspiration.
They have a Bardic Inspiration.
Which adds up.
Do you wink at the same time? Did you just close your eyes?
You each get a different wink.
Okay, different wink.
I didn't see the first wink. I did roll a nat 1. Let's see what I get.
Okay, oh God.
Oh my God. You said I had to beat a 12?
Yeah.
I got 13.
Okay. So it takes you a moment. It almost explodes out of you like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No. You're so right. Exactly.
Yeah. That dense thicket of thorns that you run head first into as fast as you can.
She wants to go to the Valley of the Fae?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Of course you know what it is, right?
Gregor, there's a dell. There's a deep dell.
Okay. It's a deep dell.
It's a deep dell, and it's a portal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what she's after.
Yeah. Okay, and for that reason, she came into the water here?
So I'm thinking that she's already entered and, like, could already be on her way.
But would she know where to go?
Do we know if she knew of the portal?
She, for sure, everybody knows that there's a rift in the sky there have been various great events that have happened here in the Frigid North where, like, it's opened and Eladrin have come in or people have gone to the astral plane. There is some barrier from her getting the ice knife herself for some reason.
Okay.
Because she wouldn't be fucking around with the town if she knew how to get it. She'd just go get it, right? Yeah. So she doesn't have it yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I hear all this and I'm like, thinking in my head, this was definitely to lead us away from Mira. And I'm just going to say, sorry, cold plunges give me the runs. And I'm just going to take off.
Epic.
I brought you a robe.
Wait. Do we want to like go over the clues that we have or anything? Or...
Yeah, let's regroup back at the meat shed.
Yeah,
That could be our secret headquarters.
All right, yeah. You guys want to go to the meat shed?
Party let's go at the meet shed.
Yeah. All right.
I'll meet at the meat.
I'll meet you guys at the meat shed.
Gives you guys a nod and just begins slinking through the streets. But he is a huge man with like clanking weaponry on him.
He knocked over a trash can.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, Jesus.
Just starts running super fast, jumps a fence and goes through someone's yard and keeps running ahead.
A Gregor-sized hole in a bush.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I want to head back to the meat shed too.
Yeah, I'm running.
Cool. So you guys go back to this meat shed. You find Gregor in there with you. He's kind of pacing and looking around, and you have not gotten an alert from the serpents. You've not gotten anything from Kenna. The house seems to be undisturbed, so it does not look like anything has happened yet.
I think I don't totally trust it, so I'm gonna just like run up and make sure everything's okay.
Cool. Yeah. You run in, and there is the tiny hut where everyone's camping. You hear Mira Yurg, the serpents, and Kenna loudly snoring.
Okay, I want to go see it, though.
Okay, yeah, you walk in.
Poke my head in.
Miss Petrichor, I was awake.
You're awesome, Kenna.
Thank you.
And see, she clutches her chest and gets teary-eyed.
You're awesome.
You're more awesome.
You're more awesome. You're I get best. Inspired by you every day.
I get inspired by you quite literally.
I'm so inspired by you.
You're the best. Bring it in.
She gives you a hug and weeps.
Really long
weeps happily.
Hug with Kenna. Forget what I'm doing. Lay down to go to bed. Remember that I have something more important to do. Okay, I'll see you soon.
All right, I'll go back out.
Okay.
While she was in there, Saul is distracting Gregor by seeing how high Gregor can throw him in the air.
Okay, we still gotta be quiet or right. Mom's gonna tell on you. Yeah, okay?
Don't say we when you get tossed, yeah. Okay?
No don't say what. We, okay? Right, that's okay. The rule. All right, little guy gets tossed, does not say we. You understand the game?
I understand.
Okay, ready?
1, 2, 3.
Whoa!
Oh, you're cheating.
I said whoa!
You fucking idiot.
Are you guys throwing Saul in the air?
Everyone stop! Stop! Shh!
Whoa is not we.
Shh. Shh. All right, it's his cousin.
It's like a prophecy, actually. Will he wheel or will he woe?
Now we can't play throw the little guy anymore. You fucking ruined it, okay?
Oh, come on. All one right. More.
Fine.
Throw it one more time.
Don't say whoa.
Don't say whoa. Don't make noise. Okay, he's done. He's out. He's not cool. Okay, look.
You see, you guys get back in the meat shed, and you see Gregor begins, like, writing in the frost on the wall of the shed here. And he goes,
okay, so Mom's made me read a lot of books, and a lot of those were mysteries, okay?
Okay.
So we got to figure out the mystery. What are the facts that we have?
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
The androids attacked Flurry Harbor. They attacked Coldbreak.
Right. He starts writing it out.
They attacked East Watch, but they're also coming in through the lake. Which one of those feels a little different to you guys?
The lake.
That's right.
Say, yeah.
Because that's sneaky as fuck, mm-hmm. Right? Why are they being fucking sneaky when they're not being sneaky other times?
Yeah, it's a distraction.
I think they're looking for submission at other places and something else here.
Okay, so then you think the East Watch thing might have just been a distraction.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to draw our forces to East Watch.
Will you walk us through what happened at East Watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, I wasn't there, so I heard secondhand information from the Rangers there. But apparently there were some Rangers that came back. They were a little uncanny. When they went to check in, there were a couple questions, and then one of them turned into the frog.
Uh-huh.
Then there was a fight, and then the Bullywug got taken to the Alchemist.
Yeah, this seems like a classic smokescreen, right? But why did they need Boris?
And then Boris disappeared after.
Right.
Well, what you saw... Hold on. Saul and I are in a romantic relationship.
Oh.
We have to make out on the hour every hour.
Okay.
So I'm just going to take him outside.
Clock's ticking, babe.
You guys can make out in front of me and my brother if you want.
I mouth, I'm so sorry.
We don't mind.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
I'm just going to...
Yeah, me and
you guys
Calder
can have...
No, we're fine to watch.
Me and Calder will come up with a better story for breaking the shed. Because as I was thinking about it, the bird story...
Fell out of the sky? Yeah. Why?
Yeah. Yeah. Why did birds stay in the sky? That's right. The fucking point of birds.
Sorry, guys. Duty calls.
All right. So you guys walk out pretending like you're going to go hook up.
I'm so sorry about that.
Saul's like starting to make out.
What? Right. Yes.
He's so easy to lie to that the worst lies are coming out. Okay. Is it possible that what you saw is a lie and that was a distraction and actually it's Gawain who's been taken?
I didn't want to accept that, but I think that maybe Alexandrite was using my trust in Swag as a possible deception.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if we can trust anything that was said to me in those visions.
Yeah. Because if that was the distraction,
yeah.
Then wouldn't you buy, Gregor's been compromised, and you wouldn't be looking at Gawain, you'd be giving information to Gawain. Did we tell Gawain about where... Gawain knows where Ice Knife is.
Yeah, I think I'm concerned that Alexandrite needs someone from like the Ranger General lineage or someone with like a special key or biometric data to get through.
Yeah.
And that's why she needs Gowan or Mira or maybe even Calder. I don't know.
She couldn't get Calder.
No.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to get on the same page about that. Okay.
Okay.
And then I mess up my hair. I mess up your, like, your toad slime. I smear my makeup with frog slime.
Saul pinches his neck to make it look like a hickey.
Holy shit. You guys went hard.
Yeah.
How was the friendship?
It was very French.
Okay.
Trey French.
Yeah, they kiss in the French style.
That's awesome. You just kind of hang out with them and are the third wheel.
Yeah, well, usually they excuse themselves. Sometimes they like it if I, quote, catch them in the act.
Oh, very fun. Yeah. Very cool.
It's all Trey risque, you know.
Okay. Great.
Okay, well, if we were concerned about them coming to my parents, the other person that they may be going for is Gowan.
Yeah.
Hey, just so, like, we don't need to be too worried when we're sneaking around, where's your loser brother right now?
I would imagine probably at East Watch, or he could be anywhere trying to deal with this stuff. I don't know. He's got me out in the boonies.
Do you have, like, a twin sensibility that you guys can communicate?
Totally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, like, where is he right now?
Yeah, try to twin ping him.
Yeah. Oh, twin ping him, like... Maybe I punch you really hard in the arm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, twing him.
All right, I will. All right.
He's swinging.
All right. Closes his eyes, puts his hand up to his temples. Gregor de Gowan. Gregor de Gowan.
Yeah, right.
Gregor de Gowan. Gowan, where are you? Just rips a fart.
Oh,
that's what he fucking sounds
it smell,
you
right?
Destroyed the meat shed. There's so much ruined meat here now.
You guys can't tell Dad.
Yeah, we're telling Dad. I'm telling Dad.
I'm definitely going to tell him. He's
Why
not going to eat this meat
him?
Now. You've smoked out.
Because otherwise he's
going to
blame me.
No good. We got to break another hole in the roof.
That's good for ventilation.
Okay, so no. Let's get the story straight, right? Okay, so
a moose came in here and farted.
And farted, perfect. Fucking horns go through the ceiling.
That's
it,
so good.
It digs a fucking
shit. Can I look for a moose or a bird?
Sure.
I want to cast.
Get a nat 20 for there to be a fucking moose just nearby. Get a nat 20 for a moose to be nearby.
Oh, an 18.
No, there are birds. There's a huge fucking bird nearby.
Can I speak with animals?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your currency? What do you want more than anything?
Food.
What's your favorite food?
Dead animals?
Don't tell it about
okay,
the meat.
This shed is full of meat. No. Dive bomb into it as fast as you can.
Callie, no.
Isn't this what you wanted?
I didn't want it to take the meat.
Vulture.
We wanted it to cover the
hole. Giant, like, dire vulture dives down and starts picking at the meat and stuff. And Gregor goes, fuck, Jesus.
No, guys, it needs to take a little meat for it to be convincing. You understand?
Yeah.
A little meat, maybe.
Okay.
It's huge.
All right. I need to fucking
you
cheese it out of here.
I
need to fucking cheese it out of here.
You already cheesed it in here.
I know. All right, look.
Where are you cheesing it to?
I need to go back to the fucking tower, because if Gowan finds out, he's going to get pissed.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
I think
okay,
that's
yeah.
a good
cheese
idea.
It.
Cheese
it.
All right,
you go cheese it.
Cheese
it.
You guys do whatever.
Cheese it.
Okay.
Oh,
God, he beefed it, then he cheesed it.
Gregor, before you go.
What's up?
I grab his arm, pull him in, and...
Oh, dude.
God. All right, I break another hole in the roof.
No.
We're so fucked. Dad's going to freak out. All right, I'm out of here.
You see, Gregor takes off.
I don't want it to be Gregor. He's too pure.
What would Alexandre do with that?
You know? Should we track him? I mean, but he's easy. I was thinking about it. He's like easy to lie to. He's such an open book in a way.
Yeah. Gregor's a liability, but so is Gowan. If Alexandrite gets to him, then she'll know exactly where the ice knife is.
So I checked upstairs. Mm-hmm. They seem fine.
Right.
Do we want to split up, send some people to find Gowan, or do we want to all go try and find Gowan?
Do we want
to trail Gregor?
I say we all go find Gowan.
Okay.
We're going to need all the help we can get.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy to go keep an eye on Gregor if you want. I can try and hide, make myself scarce, if you guys want to follow up on Gowan.
I feel like we're going to need you, though.
Yeah, I don't really want to be apart from you out here either.
Okay, great. We're all on the same page. Okay. Let's just do one last sweep of Mira's office to make sure that the map that I stole, just make sure there's no remnants of the map that I already stole.
You look in there and you copied it. You did not take it. It is still there.
Oh, all right. Let's take it.
Yeah, okay. You guys rip it from the book.
Although, are we just going to be bringing it to someone?
I don't know. I'd rather have all the copies with us than have one vulnerable here.
Actually, guys, before we go, I have something I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I use the shell phone? I really want to get a message out to Albin and Ma Goblin, and I think that maybe Ursia could help us with her psionic network. I'm just trying to think of a way to, like, contact them, let them know the situation, how everything has evolved with Mothership.
Before you do, I should probably upload both of you what I learned.
Oh, right.
Yeah. As you were saying this, the reminder is on your hand.
It's so
you're gesturing
bloody now.
With your hand. Wow, that's going to need medical attention.
Huh. Oh, that's probably why the vulture found us.
It's really red, huh?
So basically, I got a message from the Feywild, and I think our best chance to prevent Alexandrite from spreading there is not necessarily closing the portal. I think it's getting there and breaking the crowns of the kings and queens of the Feywild, because I think those are what Alexandrite will use to influence the rest of the Feywild more efficiently, more effectively. And the prophecy of these serpents is to destroy these crowns.
Right.
So I think that it's possible that what we really need to do is get to the Feywild before she does and destroy the crowns before she gets her hands on them.
I guess we've already killed one king. What's a couple more crowns, right?
Yeah.
I like the idea of keeping the door to the Feywild open, too.
Yeah, I was really worried about that, and this feels much better. And also, Calder, just so you know, there's a group of giantkin that was sort of frozen in time when everything went down, and they really want to destroy the crown, but they're probably going to wake up pretty angry.
All right.
And we're going to need everything we can to get them on our side.
So we have some potential friends, as long as we apologize just right.
Yeah.
Right. What's the opposite of benefits? Friends with conditions.
Friends with caveats. So that's it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Operation Crack the Crowns.
Operation Crack the Crowns.
Crown crackers.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay.
Wasn't on board until it had a catchy name. No.
Right. Okay, so I'm fine to use the shell phone that way. Do you feel good about that?
Yeah, we've got two charges on this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have three total. Because she redid the one, and you have one phone that has one. And
then
the
we have a fake one, right?
And then Saul has a fake one.
Saul pulls out his fake one.
Okay.
You know what? My phone has two charges. Why don't you use that?
Whoa, look at how many bars you have on yours.
I know.
What's your shell plan? Okay, great.
C-Mobile.
Nice. Really good.
Wild.
Emily, really good.
Emily, let's just pause the podcast and say that was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to shake your hand.
Real quick, get over here. I give her a huge hug and I cry.
You put your wedding ring back on.
Hey, it was off.
Oh my God, he's forgiven her.
During the intro shenanigans, it was tough there for a moment.
Okay, I hand over the...
Okay. I put it on speakerphone.
Great. You use the shell phone, use the charge to send a message. Mm-hmm. And what kind of message would you like to send to Ursia?
Hello, Ursia. It's Duck Team. It's Saul, Callie, and Calder. Hope everything's going great.
You guys that know magic know he's running out of words.
I give him like the behind the scenes producer wrap it up quicker. Whoa, just saw a crazy bird. Anyways.
Oh, are you calling me back? No, not you. Damn, how does spam have my number? What else?
I communicate to her that we're trying to get a message to Albin in Esri.
Right,
if she has any means of like relaying information, and then I give her a summary of everything that's going on, but cool. I kind of hedge it in coded phrases.
Got it. Cool.
Yeah. I think I say, our unwanted guest is finding new ways to slip in.
Got it. Yeah. Cool. after a little while, and I won't say this is a regular, you know, sending spell. There's more words than that, but there's sort of limited communication. So essentially you get to use a charge and then she gets to respond.
Yeah.
And you hear back after a little while, "Oh my goodness, Saul, it's so good to hear from you. It's Wednesday. It's about 2 a.m. here. Oh, wow. I hope you're doing good. It's super late.
We called in the middle of the night.
But that's okay.
I don't know how time zones work.
I like to stay up super late. It's all good. In fact, I love to hear from a friend. And, you know, sometimes when you get those late night calls, sometimes it's a bad one. And this one is kind of bad, but it's not totally bad.
We scared her.
Oh, no.
Shit. Okay, well, this item that I've given you is not Magitek, but Magitek does replicate regular magic. So if your friend is a hacker, and as you've sort of described him to me, I believe he would be able to use this device. I can send him a message in Esri, and he can sort of triangulate the signal and be able to find you and give you a call back once he figures it out. I would imagine for a talented hacker, it would probably take him a few hours or maybe a day.
Yeah. He's in his hacker era for sure. He's really learning.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah. Yeah, tell him I said I miss him.
That's so nice. I'll do that. I miss you guys too.
Miss you too.
We miss her.
We miss her. It's going to sound like we said it as a reaction. Tell her we love her. We have to warm up it.
I love you.
I'll do.
Bye.
What? She said it.
Shit. Okay, she said it. All right.
Say you hang up first.
I'll make it really hot and really cold. So I say, love you so much. Hope you're well.
No.
What?
See you at the conference.
Signal breaks. You guys have used up a charge, but yeah, you guys do know Magitek to kind of work that way.
Okay.
Essentially, like, now you've got this powerful magic item on you. Essentially, what can happen is Ursia can tell Albin about it. Albin can, like, find it and probably figure out a way to send a message through it.
Yeah, it felt a little rude to basically use her to connect us to someone else, but, you know, that's the situation we're in.
Yeah, I feel like she was okay with that, though.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard to get a read on her because she's so positive.
I know, right? Nothing fazes her.
Yeah. Don't you kind of just want to hear her snap?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Everybody give me perception checks.
Okay.
Shout out to the two crew.
13.
Okay. Not loud enough that it would wake everyone up because you are pretty far out here, but Callie and Calder, you guys hear a distant boom, like a rumbling.
Oh, shit.
Is it in the direction of the cave?
You walk out into the front of Calder's house, or I'll even say, like, climb up, like, on the roof or, like, higher up. You look out, and you see that there is smoke coming from the town square.
Oh, no.
Let's cheese it.
Should we cheese it, or is that the distraction?
Wait, what do you say when you want to cheese it, but towards a destination? Book it?
Should we book it?
We're getting lost in the weeds. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go, but let's stay suspicious. I don't know if Alexandra is going to be this obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've got the map.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
You guys run out towards the town square, but being careful not to be super obvious. And as you get there, you see that there is a crowd gathering. So, like, as you get towards the edge of the residential district, more towards the town square, people are sort of poking their heads out of their house, concerned. And then the people that were, like, in the North Star and stuff are pouring out, and there's a crowd of people outside of the alchemist's place.
No.
And you see that the alchemist's place is in flames.
No.
And as you know, there were lots of combustibles inside. You see glass breaks, windows break, and more fire comes out. And there's just all this panic and murmuring amongst all the people here.
Oh, no.
I'm doing, like, active perception on Calder not getting pickpocketed.
On Calder not getting pickpocketed. Okay, cool.
Because he has the map.
Right. Okay. Okay, Callie, give me a perception check.
Only a 15.
With that perception check, you don't see anyone paying attention to Calder really at all. Everyone's focused up on this fire at the alchemist place, and there's people yelling like, "Ingrid! Ingrid!" And then a few people are yelling, "Gregor's in there! Gregor went in there!"
What?
Oh, no. This could be... All right. Well, if it's a trap, I'm falling for it.
Yeah, I hate to be a repeat offender, but I rush in.
Okay. All three of you guys rushing in?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay, you guys rush in. It looks like the fire must have been started downstairs because the top floor is just pouring with black smoke from the basement door. It's kind of even hard to see that, and your eyes are burning, but you do see an orange glow in that direction. The air is suffocating, and the heat is unbearable. You guys had your heat suits on from Malskurial. You definitely don't have those on now because those would be very bad in the cold.
Uh-huh.
Everybody give me a dex or a con save, your choice. If you're kind of just bearing it or if you're trying to like dodge the flames or get low or whatever.
That's a dirty 20.
Okay.
I'm just going in with a devil may care attitude, just running through the flames to find my brother. Dirty 20.
10.
Okay. Calder and Saul pass. You guys both take 20 damage, half. Callie, you take 41 damage.
Ooh. Do I take zero since it was halved?
Yes.
Because of my monk ability?
You do.
Nice.
So zero, 20, 40. Go ahead and give me perception checks to find the door. It is with disadvantage, but you do hear noise downstairs like somebody slamming through stuff.
With disadvantage, that's another two.
At perception. I'm just going to cast Prestidigitation to create puffs of wind to give a help action to
right on.
Calder.
Then Calder can do it flat.
Great. Then I rolled a 21.
21.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Calder, you find the door. You run over. You kick it down. More flames come up, and you hear coughing from downstairs from Gregor, and you hear him yelling,
Ingrid! Ingrid, where are you?
Gregor! Gregor!
I found her gloves and her apron! She's not here!
No, I think she got absorbed.
Yeah, I think she did too.
Gregor, come up!
I can't find her!
It's okay!
Just grab anything you can!
You hear Gregor slamming through more stuff.
I'm gonna go down there.
You run down, go ahead and give me another con save.
15.
That is a pass. You take 17 damage.
Oh,
you get down there and you see through the smoke and you see Gregor has like his armor, like part of his cloak, like up over trying to like block his face. But he's like wheezing and coughing and the flame is getting in like both of your guys' eye and the smoke and you can barely breathe. And he's coughing as he's trying to yell to you. But he's looking around. He just holds up Ingrid's apron.
She's gone. She's gone, Gregor.
Fuck.
He grabs you and starts running up the stairs. A moment later, Callie and actually I'll say Calder, as he like grabs you to pull you upstairs, go ahead and give me a perception or investigation check.
Nat 20.
Yeah,
buddy.
Okay. The last thing you see as you're like running up and Callie's like caused some of these gusts, so I'll say it's like pulled up some of the smoke from the basement, you see that there are like bottles of like combustible stuff and everything was like placed around the outside of the room. Wood was stacked around. This was set up from the inside for sure. Like somebody came in here and took their fucking time committing arson.
Uh-huh.
Like this was not just somebody like came in and cast a fireball. This right. was somebody set this up.
God.
Is swag on the table here?
Swag is gone.
Swag is gone. Okay. I'm just going to cast Ray of Frost as I'm running out, trying to keep our path slightly
Rad.
Cool.
You cast Ray of Frost. Callie and Saul, you guys see Gregor and Calder burst through the door. Gregor's huge. He grabs you guys too and just smashes through a fucking window as more explosions go off. And you guys see a bunch of the nearby people that were coming out of the North Star and stuff, they all like bring you guys in and are trying to like help you and shield you guys from the fire.
Gregor, Calder, he was gone, wasn't he?
There was nothing down there except for evidence of what started this whole thing.
Did he reanimate?
I think that Alexandrite isn't multiplying. I think she's absorbing people into one singular being. Everywhere we've gone, there's been a trace of clothing left over.
Yeah.
I think we're looking for one person, and I think we know who it might be.
Okay.
Gregor, did you see the explosion and rush in? What were you doing in there, brother?
I saw the fire. I saw smoke coming up from the town square as I was coming back.
Can I do an insight check?
Yeah.
I'll do one too.
Okay. 19 on the dice, but becomes a 21.
Nice. I got a nat one. He's telling the truth.
Callie, you get the sense that he's telling the truth.
Okay.
You get the sense that he's telling the truth. And you guys see, kind of quickly, the fire starts to die out. and there's one like last like boom as the outer frame of the house collapses. The crowd kind of covers their faces, pulls you guys back. And as the fire and smoke begins to clear, you see that all is left after the roof goes down is a back wall. And in the embers of the dying fire, you can see a message spelled out in blood that reads now, N-O-W, period.
That's ominous.
God. Saul punches the snow and looks at his hands. I had a chance. I could have set him free. But she's taken him again. We gotta act.
Yeah, I don't think that he did anything wrong. If you had set him free, he would have... I mean, yeah, this is not guilt to carry.
No, no, I'm not worried about that right now. Let's not be weighed down. Let's keep moving. Alexandria's making her move. We gotta keep moving forward.
Eventually, you guys see, pushing through the crowd, Gowan Kilday and a few of his ranger captains. And you see Gowan pushes through and goes, "What happened? Where's Ingrid?"
Insight check on if he's been taken over.
Yeah, I'll do one too.
It's an 8.
That's a 9.
13.
Okay. The read you get on the situation is kind of as it seems. Gowan always tries to keep a cool demeanor, but he is rattled. He for sure looks surprised.
"Where's Ingrid? What happened?"
She's gone. She wasn't there.
Gowan looks down solemnly, then looks up and sees Gregor.
"What are you doing here? You were supposed to be at the tower."
Gowan marches over to him, and Gregor just throws his hands up.
"Give me a fucking break, man. I came to see my brother, and then there was a fire. Fucking Ingrid was in there, man."
And Gowan pushes him and goes, "It's a little suspicious given the circumstances, wouldn't you say?"
I'm gonna crawl up Gowan and whisper in his ear, "He wanted to go see Frigg's rig with us. But don't tell him I told you."
You see, as this super tense moment of these rangers kind of don't know what to do, because it's like the ranger general, but also another ranger are kind of getting into it, but it's also a family thing. Callie crawls up Gowan and whispers in his ear.
I do it like a cat that thinks you can't see them if they get really low to the ground.
What's Callie doing?
Gowan just whispers, "What do you mean he wanted to see Boris's rig? I thought you said that he was compromised. Why would he?
If he was... So then why didn't he attack you? What happened?"
"I don't know if it was a distraction or I'm just giving you the facts. That's why he wasn't on watch, is that for some reason he just really wanted to go see Boris's lake house."
"Yeah.
Again, don't tell him I told you."
See, Gowan takes you and puts you down.
I make it convincing for Gregor. "Callie, I thought we were together. What's going on?"
Gowan goes, "I'm sorry. I have some information, and I think it's best if you just come with me to the tower."
And Gowan goes to grab his arm, but Gregor just pushes him off him.
"You're not my boss. If anyone's acting weird, it's you. You were always a know-it-all, but now you're just an asshole."
They start yelling, they get in each other's faces, but just as it looks like it's going to come to blows, you see a giant from the crowd runs in and gets between them. And Calder, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Oh boy. That's a 15.
15, okay. Gowan and Gregor are yelling at each other. They barely register the guy who got between them. But Calder, you get this flashback, this glimmer of recognition of someone from your past, a friend of your brother's. You see this giant that has long black hair and a twirly mustache. What? And you remember this as Boris Frigg. Before you can put two and two together, he begins moving with unnatural speed and suddenly clocks Gregor in the face. Everybody go ahead and roll
initiative. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, hey.
What the fuck?
You're not acting like the man at all. 6.
17.
Dirty 20.
Okay, so you see Android Boris Frigg seems to have similar powers to the other avatars of Alexandrite that you fought.
What?
Warps his fists, turns them into like huge cinder blocks, and viciously attacks Gregor. The punch is so hard that Gregor like loses teeth. First to act is Saul, but Saul, you are surprised. No action.
Gowan.
Wait, no, I can't be surprised. I'm
yeah,
alert.
Yeah, dude.
Saul, you yeah, get to act dude. Before this dude because you can't be surprised.
Wow.
So Gregor, I'll take back him losing teeth. Oh, he's nice. About to get fucking smashed.
Well, he did lose a lot of teeth growing up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you see a loose tooth falls out anyway, just because yeah. he eats a lot of candy.
He's got the mouth of a hockey yeah. player. All right, I'm going for the intercept punch. Okay. I run towards him. I say, first you take swag, now you take the freaking man. You must be stopped! and I'm just going to launch in with a punch that I'm going to flip midair and turn into a kick.
Hell yeah. Go ahead and make an attack roll.
Is an 18 or a 20 hit?
Both hit.
This is an Avatar of Alexandrite, so I don't think stunning will work, so I'll just take a flurry of blows, try and get him down.
Right on.
13's going to miss probably, but yep. a 30's going to hit.
Right on. Saul, you are so fast that you cut off this ambush. The android is quick, but not quick enough. Goes to pounce on Gregor, but Saul gets in between them with a flurry. Pop, pop, pop. Like punches him three or four times.
Yeah. Just like bicycle kicking in the air. That's 33 damage.
Sick. You crack into this android's head. It is a giant, very powerful, and focused on trying to take out Gregor. It's not reacting, but you can see that you are affecting this body. After Saul's turn, that is Gowan's turn. Gowan goes to get his sword, but he's surprised. Callie is surprised. Gregor is surprised. That is the giant android's turn. The giant android is going to take some brutal cracks on Gregor. You see, actually, the first thing he's going to do, you see his fist erupts into a bunch of wires, whips down, wraps around his ankle, and you see a shock go through Gregor's body. He's going to go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw, and he fails.
While I'm up in the mix, I'll go ahead and silvery barbs that.
Okay, he will go ahead and
reroll.
Roll again. He still fails it.
Ah. Okay.
So valiant effort. Saul is in there trying to stop it, but takes 30 damage as he's grabbed by these wires, pulled down. You see his head hits the ground.
Two questions. Have we had a short rest since the lake house?
Yeah, I would say so.
Second question. If I've had my turn, can I use a reaction
yes,
now?
Yes, now okay. you come out of the surprise condition okay. on your turn.
I am going to take that electric charge and send it back at him.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Needs to make a save, right?
Yeah. A wisdom save.
Fails the wisdom save. So
okay,
you see,
he takes that as radiant damage.
Awesome.
I have rebuked the violence.
Yeah, Calder, you see your friends fucking hop in and help your brother fucking right away. So Saul,
I was going to do something too.
That's our bro's bro. Yeah, Gowan's barely got his sword out. Calder's getting ready. But yeah, you see like waves of electricity come through these wires as it pulls Gregor to the ground, but then they burst back up and you see the android sparks for a moment and does react to this, but then is going to jump down on a prone Gregor and just try to pound his face with his cement block fists.
Gregor, put your hands up. I'm trying. I'm surprised.
Gregor takes 28 damage. He was already injured from the fire, so he's quite hurt. And that was the android's second attack. And then rolls with advantage on the last one. Luckily, no crit. Could have killed him with a crit, maybe. Does 26 damage with the next one. And you see that Gregor is on death's door.
Jesus.
As this dude. You see bleeding out. Looks like his nose is broken. He's moving slowly, trying to get his hands in front of his face. And Gowan is screaming, trying to run in and intervene. After the end of the round, that's Calder's turn. Calder, you come out of being surprised.
I am going to give Calder the advantage from the silvery barbs.
Right on. Back to your turn, Saul. Top of the round.
Right, okay. So you've got the advantage. I give you a big wet wink, trying to emulate Callie.
Damn. See, like me too.
Two more attacks. 18 and 15?
15 misses.
15, so that's
deftly
one hit.
Dodges, starting to read your attacks like the other Avatar of Alexandrite.
I'm going to go ahead and use a key point to try and embiggen my fist so I can catch him. That's 4.
Hell yeah, 19 hits.
Hell
yeah. So yeah, as he dodges your fist, you enlarge it, and you manage to just hit him with your last knuckle.
I give him a real pinky swipe. Yeah.
Dude, did you just flick Boris?
I put my pinky right up his nostril, and then I'll go ahead and do a flurry of blows as well.
Hell yeah.
Oh, nat 20.
Woo!
Sick.
Beautiful.
Saul is just literally on this dude's shoulders, punching him in the back of the head while he punches Gregor.
I was also going to stand up for my brother.
Get out of this town! We don't need you here!
Yeah, Saul is fucking furious at everything that Alexander has taken from me and all of my friends, and I'm just letting it all out right now.
Yeah, just okay. Literally he's got Gregor mounted and is brutally attacking him, and Saul is just essentially like on his shoulders, punching him in the top of the head.
That is 47 damage.
Sick.
Wow, okay. Yeah, this dude is looking fucked up. You see Saul basically breaks this android's neck, is just slamming into the back of his head, but with a twisted neck and head, continues to just look at Gregor and just continues to punch down into him.
Freaky.
Whoa.
After Saul's turn, that is Gawain's turn. Gawain pulls out Howl, your mom's old greatsword, and takes some attacks down on this dude. Manages to hit three times, so you see he goes fucking ballistic and does 80 damage. And just is stabbing dude. Boris Frigg in the back over and over and over and over again.
Listen to that sword fly through the air. We hear that owl.
And the android is on death's door, but is still alive. And if it gets to his turn, he might be able to kill Gregor, but Callie, that is your turn.
Oof.
Okay, would you say I'm still on Gawain's shoulder and therefore a mounted combatant?
No, I wouldn't. I would not. If for flavor you'd like to say that you're on Gawain's shoulder.
I'm going to attack with my luck blade. I'm going to attack with my offhand. It's a 24 and a 27.
Both hit.
With my offhand, that is a 20, dirty 20.
Also hits.
Ooh.
So Callie gets right in after Gawain. Just slashes him up. Callie gets in there and just starts stabbing. And it is just like this giant fucking meat shield.
Yeah.
Just this giant regenerative giant android.
71 damage. Oh, total. My God.
Boom, boom.
Wait, oh, sorry, 72. Because I did do a flourish, but I got one.
The giant android, what is that, 7 life?
I get him the first time, but I just am in the feeling the blade dance.
Keep going.
This giant android, after the beating from fucking Saul and Callie, explodes. Just explodes with radiant energy. The crowd is covered in gore. It's fucking disgusting.
I'm putting on like a beautiful dance of Starfire, though.
Yeah.
The flames from the house are leaping to my sword.
The guts hit Calder in the face, and he's just holding his mom's dagger at his side. He raises it. yield.
Yeah, you see, parts of the flesh flop to the side, and you see there are like wires and stuff left behind, like tech left behind.
Burn it all. Throw it all into the fucking bonfire. Yeah. Burn it.
Yeah, you see the crowd looks fucking horrified. Some people just take off and run, and Gawain just looks shocked and looks at you guys and goes, thank you. Thank you. And gets down and picks up Gregor and just hugs him and puts his like head in his chest. And you see Gregor is fucked up.
I go to Gregor too.
He brings both of you guys in for a hug. I'm sorry.
I'll lay on hands. I'll give you all my charges.
I'm going to run back to the house.
Okay.
I'm just going to be like, I'm going to go check on your mom and dad. And I just take off.
You take off. You go back to the house.
I'll use a key point to like step of the wind.
You are fast as hell. You get to the house and you see, once again, Jurg, Mira, and Kenna are all snoring. And as you sneak in, Kenna wakes up.
I was awake.
I'm just getting you more water. You're fine.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice of
you. Yeah, it gets really dry in the winter.
You're really thoughtful. Thank you.
You know what? I've been thinking about you. You've been thinking about me. It's healthy. It's good.
That's great.
You're important to me.
You're important to me. Mr. Buffo.
Sister Kenna. I touch my forehead to her forehead.
She gives you a hug and weeps.
She's getting a bad night of sleep because we keep really waking nice. Her up supportively.
Everybody gets a heart to heart.
Everybody's really nice.
Okay, then I sprint back.
You sprint back.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Mint Mobile. It's spring cleaning. We're getting rid of the things that don't serve us anymore, and you know what doesn't serve anyone? Expensive phone bills. If you'd like to declutter your finances, it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone and bring your phone number offer, along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/pawpaw. That's mintmobile.com/pawpaw. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/PAWPAW. $45 upfront payment minimum required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Goodbye, sweeties.
Hey there, Nadpoles. Did you know that about 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgot about? Truly, even if you think you have your number of subscriptions under control, you might as well check out Rocket Money. Just to be sure, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, folks. With Rocket Money, you got full control over all of your subscriptions and a clear view of those expenses. You can see all your subscriptions in one place, so if there's anything you don't want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it with just a few taps. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate your bills lower for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They will deal with customer service and all those AI chatbots so you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and it saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions. That is saving their members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
But while Saul is gone, Gowan is kind of just hugging Calder and Gregor and just goes, I need you both to be safe, okay? I'm sorry for sending you out to the tower. I'm sorry for refusing your help. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We need you to be safe too, Gowan. We want to help make you safe.
Yeah. Okay. Look, you see, after Callie casts lay hands on Gregor.
But I'm staying out of the way. It's still a brotherly moment.
Callie, come
here.
He's
a giant. I can stay so far away. No. I'm like Callie. At his foot laying hands.
Gregor looks up. Yeah, you see, he's filled with radiant energy, and you see his broken nose suddenly straightens out, and some of like the singes and stuff on his armor start to repair. And you see he starts to like come to, like he was woozy there for a second, but looks to be better.
You're a fucking dickhead, Gowan. I fucking told you, dude.
And Gowan just nods and goes, I'm a dickhead. I know.
Well, I love you, you fucking dickhead.
I love you, you fucking dickheads. I love you, you fucking dickhead.
And Gowan looks at you, Callie, and goes, and thank you. And thank you to Saul and you.
Yeah,
I don't,
of course.
I was too slow. I was too slow. I couldn't
it's
help him.
Okay, you're part of a family. You don't have to do everything all the time.
Right. I'm back. I grabbed some Gatorade from the fridge. I hope that was okay.
You drank half of all of them.
Saul just stands there and drinks Gatorade for a minute straight.
Sorry. It's pretty far away, actually.
Hey, Gowan and Gregor, I think that your whole family is vulnerable.
Yeah.
What do you think about all of you? Maybe even your parents joining us where we're going.
Where you're going? Gowan looks suspicious.
I'm not going to say the details until we find a way to really figure out if someone's been compromised, but I feel like what we have to do requires someone from your family. And if we go to do it with Calder, you guys are vulnerable, I think. So maybe we should just all stick together. Family trip for you, Calder.
How about a family reunion?
Yeah.
He looks at you guys suspiciously, but then kind of gets on like a grim, like kind of stressed out expression and goes,
take Gregor back to the house. He doesn't have to go back to the tower. I think we can safely say after that information was bad, that he's not compromised, or if he is, they fucking sold it pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Gregor has it in him.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah. Yeah,
we can't trust anything that these androids say.
Yeah. All right, Gowan, you have a duty to the town, to the village, to the people. You protect Mom and Dad. Let Gregor and I and our friends go.
Go where?
We'll tell you when we get back.
Yeah.
Can you trust me?
I do trust you, Calder. But this is a terrible thing that is happening, and it's a terrible burden. If you all insist on doing what I think you're implying, just do it in the morning so you don't freeze to death. And get Gregor some rest.
Aye, aye, Ranger.
You see, he nods to you. You see his like ranger captains that were like too slow look kind of sheepish. Like they had their swords out ready to help, but they were even slower than you guys.
It's cool, I get it.
Yeah, no, that was nuts. Those other guys were super fucking fast.
If it lasted one more round, yeah, I was gonna be like,
I was gonna just club that.
You should have seen what I was ready to do to Boris. Awesome. Frig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does anyone have a towel? This blood is frozen to my face.
Yeah, you see, Gowan goes off with his ranger.
Wait, Gowan, before you leave, maybe you should, I don't know if you have like a ranger sort of like ritual that you do to induct people. Maybe if you want to deputize me or my friends.
I can say with some certainty that you've earned it. You've saved the life of a ranger. You've saved the life of someone from my family and from our village.
I ask for myself and not anyone else.
You see, takes his sword, crosses it over you, Callie.
I consider you a ranger of the ice knife.
Ranger Petrichor.
Goes over to Saul.
I consider you a ranger of the ice knife. I deputize you.
Sir.
And my brother, Calder Kilday.
I go to a knee.
Touches the sword on both sides, your mother's sword. You feel a cold chill go up through you.
I always hoped I'd get to do this. Rise, brother. You're one of us.
Predator handshakes you, brings you in, and gives you a deep hug.
Wow, Ranger Dickhead reporting for duty.
See, Gregor still looks kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Did we throw Fergus's body into the fire?
Yeah, you guys throw the parts.
He burned up every fucking bit of it.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Oh, great. Ingrid's missing.
Yeah, you see, Gregor goes over and he shows the apron and stuff.
Has she just been absorbed?
If she comes back, she'll come back the same way Boris Frigg did.
Yeah. And Swag's still missing.
I think that Swag absorbed Ingrid.
Okay.
I think up until now, there were two threats. There was Swag and then Frigus, who was infected via the lake. Mm-hmm. So now Swag's at large. And I think he's our responsibility. Mine most of all.
Okay.
You see, Gregor grabs his head. He still looks woozy, but he goes,
Right. The bullywug. I was going to mention something back in the meat shed before you guys left to make out.
Has it been an hour? Do you guys need to go finish?
Calder looks at his watch.
We actually just did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In between murdering Boris.
You know how I can cast invisibility?
Yeah.
I used to make out with Saul.
Has it been happening this whole time?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm very fast.
Unreal.
Can I do an insight check if Calder's buying this?
Yeah.
I wink at him to be like, this is a lie. I'm lying.
And I think, Kelly's winking at me because she thinks it's so hot.
16.
It's up to Calder. Calder, give me an insight check.
I fucking elbow him in the fucking ribs.
That's like, I got an 11 for mine.
Okay.
Calder
doesn't get it. He didn't know you guys had a thing.
Calder,
yeah.
It's a fucking lie.
Yeah. It's okay with me.
It's a freaking bit.
Or is it a test?
No. What?
I was
doing it because Gregor.
I thought
he was compromised.
I see. But you came back in and you were so wet.
I know. It was part of
the slime. It was everywhere.
That's just a byproduct, man.
Oh.
You've got it on you for me just touching you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Anyway.
Sorry.
It's okay. What I was going to say before is that, when we were trying to put together all the information, the stuff in the lake was weird, but also the, and Gowan goes, the stuff in the lake?
Yeah, we just tell him all about everything with the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Gowan nods. You hear him whisper to some rangers to essentially tell them to, like, put people at the lake, mm-hmm. send up a fucking flare if mm-hmm. you see anything come out, start sending people off. And Gregor goes,
the other really weird thing besides the lake was the bullywug. Because a bullywug apparently saved people in Coldbreak.
Right.
But how could he be in two places at the same time?
Could Swag have gotten there? Is that the implication?
Well, judging by the timeline, it wouldn't make sense for it to be Swag, but it could have been another one of the clones.
Is this a false Swag operation?
Jake, that's really good, man. That's really good.
Jake, that's awesome, dude.
Put her there, pal.
I gotta say, like, before we started, I was not on the Jake train, but I'm back on.
You put your wedding ring to Jake back on?
Murph's hands are so heavy. So I kind of sit them down. I'm tired of, like, all of this Alexandrite deception. I think that if we're going to need this to work, we need to work as a team. We need to just be as honest and let our honesty be a bulwark that plows through all of this duplicitness that Alexandrite is spreading.
Yeah.
So I lay everything out. I tell them about the clones. I tell them everything that's going on as far as, like, you know, what's happening with the whole...
Before he does this, can I just do insight checks on them until I crit? Because I don't know
you can
how
do them
else
one. You can do them once.
Yeah.
You can do them once each.
I'll do them too. That's a 23 on Gowan.
Okay.
And a nat 20
Thank
on Gregor.
Fucking God.
Okay. Gregor, at this point, you think he's on the level.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he was compromised.
Okay.
Gowan, you don't think he's been replaced by an android, but he is clearly carrying his own burden. He is very paranoid, and it's out of character for him, even in this stressful of a situation. But Gregor is oblivious to this, still messed up, but keeps rubbing his head and trying to figure out the mystery. And I'll say, as you guys keep talking about this stuff, Gowan pipes up and says that you should go somewhere private and takes you up to his place above the North Star. You see, he wraps a bandage around Gregor's head as Gregor sits propped up against the headboard. And Gregor continues spinning his wheels. He just goes,
okay, right, so you know a bunch of your clones. You've met a bunch of your clones.
I've met one. So I really don't know what the other ones could be up
to. Okay, but anyone could have a clone. Like,
apparently.
Gowan's my clone, kind of. Like, you guys could just pay Mothership to have a clone. Mm, so you think just one of your random clones is doing something?
I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying is, like, if what we've seen that happened to Swag happened to another one of the clones, I'm hoping that they would be able to resist in a similar way.
But Swag is the strongest. Swag is the one that could resist.
Right. Yeah,
so
Swag is kind of the solemn prime.
Interesting.
I think that I just have to hope. That's all I have at this moment, is just hope that the other clones could find a way to resist.
We know that somewhere out there, Gowan, you have an ally while we're gone. Well, you need one. Tell us what's on your mind.
I crack a bottle of whiskey.
I'll go to the mini fridge and get a ice cold Molson's.
Yes. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You guys all crack a Molson's together. You hand them out. Gregor sips one, but he's still woozy. Looks like he's kind of fallen asleep on the bed there, just leaning up against the headboard.
Hey, are you nursing that Molson's?
No, fuck you.
Downs it. Gowan just holds his hand down and goes, I don't know that that's a great idea.
I didn't push it.
You see Gregor, against better judgment, keeps drinking. Gowan keeps trying to feed him water. But then Gowan kind of cheers as you guys and sits down and goes,
It's really good to have you back, Calder. I just want everyone to be safe and for all of this to stop.
And again, he just stares forward and he keeps saying things of that nature. Like, he just wants this to stop. He just wants everybody to be safe.
Is he being a little repetitive?
He's being a little repetitive, yeah.
Yeah, Gowan, you already said that. We're safe.
Yeah, for now.
I think I'm actually really tired, so I'm going to go, but I feel like you have some catching up to do, so I'll see you later, and I'm just going to leave.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have to make out with her. So.
Yeah. TikTok.
It hasn't even been an hour. It's getting serious.
Saul and Callie leave out the door. Gregor falls asleep and begins snoring. And it's just you and Gawain, Calder. And Gawain looks out the window, watches your friends go. But his eyes keep darting off to the ashes of the alchemist's house. And he seems lost in thought as he looks over the village here.
What are you worried about?
I'm worried about everyone. I don't know how Mom did it. It feels like everyone who died on my watch.
And they died at Alexandrite's hands. You're not the bad guy here.
Yeah. Well, if there's one good thing about being a leader at a time like this, it's that I'm really glad I got to make you a ranger.
Yeah. And Gawain, I think we're gonna have a long time together, fighting side by side.
I hope that we could be so lucky.
And he keeps looking out the window and goes,
I don't know exactly what you and your friends have planned, but do me a favor. Stay away from that frog. Not your friend, the frog.
Yeah, no, yeah. The other guy. Right. Okay.
Stay away from him.
Gawain keeps looking out the window.
Gawain, why don't you get some rest? I can look out the window.
All right.
Gawain goes over, gets on the end of the bed, and just curls up and falls asleep pretty quickly. Probably hasn't slept in a while.
I drape my cloak over him. And I guess I just watch him through the night.
Yeah, you watch over Gawain. You watch over both of your brothers as they snore peacefully in bed. And Saul and Callie, you guys are in the town square still. I'll say you can see Calder from the window if you wanted to send him a sign or something.
I mean, I was just trying to leave to... I felt like Calder had the best chance of finding out what was going on with Gawain if we weren't there. So I was trying to give them space for that.
Okay.
I think maybe we'll like kind of nod at Calder through the window to like let him know that if he wants to reconvene with us, he can.
Yeah, just like a thumbs up.
I give him an upside down M for meat shed.
Yeah, that seems good. That seems like a good plan.
We'll head back there.
Great. You guys head back to the meat shed. Are you guys sleeping tonight?
We have to. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. What are you doing, Calder?
I'll sleep in here with my brothers.
Okay.
And I'll go to the meat shed first thing in the morning, first light.
Okay, right on. Calder, you go to sleep, you get into the bed, just like when you guys were kids, when you guys would do camping indoors, when you guys would do sleepovers, it'd be like the two big brothers in the bed and you kind of curled up on the side. This time, Gawain's curled up on the side, kind of the little brother needs to be comforted, is at the bottom. Callie and Saul, you guys get back and you see Honeysuckle and Licorice kind of like pop up happily like dogs seeing the guys.
Don't wake anyone up. No, still slumber party. Still slumber party.
Wraps around you guys and you guys all go to sleep. The next morning, Calder, you see the sun breaking in through the window. You hear Gregor groaning and yawning.
Oh, man, I got fucked up last night.
Yeah. I knew you were alive, though, because you kept on farting.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Rolls over, punches you in the shoulder.
Dead arm.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, thanks for thanks for having my back yesterday. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for not dying.
Yeah. Well, that was good. Hey, Gawain, you down there?
And Gregor looks up, and you see that Gawain is not at the bottom of the bed.
That's interesting. Maybe he had to get up early for work. I roll over and look out the window. Any tracks?
You look out the window. You don't see any tracks. There's a lot of snow already. There's people out there. There's like frost mages and stuff cleaning up where the alchemist's house went down. You see Gregor leans over to a nightstand and grabs one of the beer bottles and goes,
this was Gowan's drink? Was he not fucking drinking last night at all?
Loser!
Yeah. Fucking loser.
Holy, was he nursing this?
I shake the Molson.
You shake the Molson completely full. He had several full Molsons.
Yeah, I know where, I know where he went. I know where he went.
And Calder, as you look into one of the beers, you do see that there's like a piece of paper rolled up in the neck.
I dump it out. Pull out the paper.
You pour it out, pull out the paper, and you see a note that says, "I'm sorry, little brother."
God damn it. Gregor, get up. Gowan's gone.
Gone in what way?
Jeez, did you sleep naked? What's wrong with
what
you?
What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
This is how I sleep. You want me to rest well or not?
Jesus, man.
Okay.
Look.
I show him the note.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, little brother. Sorry that he's a dick.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay,
might be a dick.
First off, is that just for you? Because I'm not his little brother. I'm his twin brother.
I think technically he was born first, so technically you are the little brother.
Yeah, well, fuck off. You're my little brother, all right? Yeah. So, sorry, little brother.
Let's not get wrapped up in this now.
All right. Let's go.
We have to tell Callie. We have to tell Saul. We thought you were compromised. We thought Alexandrite had a hold of you, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
I believe that
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah. Well, you think it's got a hold on Gowan?
She's either in there or maybe he cut some kind of deal, but he's working with her, I think, either unwittingly or not.
Good, stupid asshole, always taking everything on himself.
That's right.
Oh, okay, so to mom and dad's, I guess?
Yeah, he's finally taking on too much. Let's go.
All right.
You guys take off going towards your mom and dad's house to get everybody else. And back at Calder's parents' place...
Flapjacks as big as me. Flapjacks as far as I can see. We're eating breakfast. Oh,
wow.
So fun.
In a giant's kitchen, we could literally do a frog boiling.
Well, I don't know. Weird that you bring that up, but yes.
It's just a metaphor.
Right.
Anyways.
Saul looks at a big pot.
As Callie and Saul have gotten up to make breakfast, Mira and Yurg get up as well, and you see... Yurg walks over and goes,
making yourself a snack?
Yeah, Yurg, you're a big hunter. What do you like to eat for breakfast?
I'll probably go out and get some meat, maybe put it through the little sausage maker thing.
You make your sausage in the morning, right before you do it?
Make my own sausage right in the morning.
That's
right,
a lot of work on an empty stomach.
Yeah. Well, you know, have the flapjacks first and have the sausage after.
Yeah, okay,
kind
I see.
More of like a sausage dessert.
Right. These will be less lumpy when I cook them. Don't worry.
Right on. All right, I'm going to go out to the shed and get the meat.
What sort of animals do you think you're going to put in the sausage?
Probably like a dire goat or something.
Oh, yes. I was hoping you'd say something you sick like
some,
that.
Like, ram,
yeah.
Some ram sausage. Yeah. All right, I'm going out to the shed.
I'm going to watch Jörg as he goes and discovers the fucked up shed.
You see just total dad reaction goes out, and you see he stops when he looks at the shed, then starts looking around at the integrity of it, sees that it's like bent a little bit and messed up, goes over, grabs like a ladder, gets up high, sees the roof.
Oh, hey,
comes back in the house.
Hey, you kids, you were trancing last night. Did you look out the window? Do you happen to see what was going on outside?
Oh, speaking of dire, I saw a dire vulture just stoop diving into your shed.
Are you guys weren't playing around back there? Gregor wasn't playing around back there. Calder wasn't, where's Calder?
Calder's having a nice sleepover with his brothers.
Mm-hmm. You see Mira...
It looks like you raised three brothers who really love each other. They were really excited to spend some time together. It was so cute seeing them bond.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion or deception check.
Okay, I'm going to do persuasion to have them think about this train of thought instead.
You've kind of done two things. You've lied about the shed, but you've also complimented their parenting.
Yes, a diversion, a compliment diversion.
I'm going to use my bonus action, Emissary of Peace.
Okay.
24.
Okay.
Five on the dice, but thank God for all my buffs.
You see Yurg starts to tear up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, they're good kids. Yeah, there was
Yeah.
Camping inside.
They were kind of doing their own
camping
inside.
They probably wouldn't have messed around with this shit. They wouldn't have messed around with this shit.
No, I don't think they would have had time to.
Probably a huge... Gowan fucked us! Gowan fucked us, everyone!
You see, yeah, Calder and Gregor burst in the door, and Mira turns to you, Calder, and goes, Calder, what happened? What's going on?
He's trying to take it all on himself, and he's fucked everything. And Gregor fucked up the shed, the meat shed. It was all Gregor. It wasn't me. I'm not taking
it. So crazy
shit.
Because I did also legitimately see a dire vulture stoop dive into it.
You see, Yurg looks around. Everybody's all right. Everybody's fooling around.
Let's just eat these pancakes, right? We're also hungry. We really gotta like just get something in our stomachs before
Saul,
we talk about
get
this.
Get out of the boiling pot!
Why am I in here?
You couldn't notice because it's real slow. That makes sense.
It felt warm at first.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good joke.
You see, Yuri gets distracted by the good joke.
Okay, well, Calder, talk about what you're talking about, because what I said is true, and I need to speak with animals and shout for the dire vulture to come back.
You see, the bird comes down, and Yuri runs out to chase it off. Stop walking around with a dread.
Okay, yeah, it was a bird. It wasn't Gregor, okay?
It's a bird that looks like Gregor.
Yeah, you see, Mira heard the bit you said about Gowan and turns to Gregor and goes,
Gregor, go out and help your father with the shed. Oh, but I wanna talk about what's going on with Gowan. We know you fucked with the shed. You need to go out back. God, mom's cursing at me.
Tattle,
because they would have known anyway, okay?
A mother's instinct, you can't beat it.
You see Gregor stomps off and goes in the back, and as a means of kind of being able to cut to the chase, because Gregor doesn't know about the relic of the ice knife.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Mira
and
goes,
it might be information that we don't want to be spreading around anyways.
Yeah. It puts people in danger by knowing about it. So, you know, whether it's right or it's wrong, she's choosing to protect Gregor in this moment, tells Gregor to go outside.
Yeah.
And Mira goes, he's taking it all on himself. What do you mean by that?
I show her the note.
You see, she takes it and she sits down and just starts rubbing her temples.
He's still trying to protect us, but he's sacrificing himself.
Mira, can I ask you, is anything going on in the ice knife that maybe would make him amenable to take a deal with Alexandrite?
Take a deal? No. Other than what's been happening lately, people disappearing and people being killed. We heard from the neighbors about what happened last night in the town square.
Do you think he cares so much about your family that he would have taken a deal to protect just you guys?
Well, what does Alexandrite want? She just wants to go to the Feywild. What if he made a deal just to let
take
her through?
Her.
Yeah. To stop threatening the town and take
and
her through.
She doesn't have to fight anybody here. She just walks right into your world, Callie.
And that message in blood might have been for him.
No.
Yeah.
I guess she's tired of waiting.
Okay, so do we think that Gowan is headed to the ice caves right now?
I imagine Gowan's position would let him get through all the way into the ice knife.
I would imagine so. Like I told you before, there was a spirit there that warned me that it wasn't the time and not to go through, but it seemed like I would have been able to had I wanted to. And Gowan has as much of a right as I would have.
And now he has a head start.
So you never did it? You never went over to the Feywild? You had access to this other world and you never peeked?
I can't say that I have been to the Feywild. The chamber where the planar key lies is cursed.
Yes,
so the curse would need to be lifted to use that, and that's sort of an item to use to open a massive gate. If I, you know, Jurg and I have been thinking about maybe taking a little trip to the Feywild, maybe getting a plane shift or something.
Oh, you should, yeah.
Now that we're retired, we have all the time.
Should.
We really should. We've been reading a lot about it.
Oh, the hunting dad could do that.
Plane shifts are actually more safe than you realize.
Really?
Yeah, it's really intimidating. You see lots of scary things about them.
Right, yes. You're actually more likely to get injured on the way to the wizard who casts you the plane shift.
That's what I've heard, at least. Don't quote me on
I've
it.
Heard that as well, yes.
Totally. You can trip over a root, bust your ankle up real good.
Yes, but the ice knife is not to be used flippantly, just to
travel there for your own purposes.
Because it's sort of like reality altering.
Correct. The reason it was opened in the first place was to let in armies of giantkin and dragonkin. And the reason it was closed was to prevent those armies from getting reinforcements. So that is a massive responsibility. I don't know what I would advise you to do once you had a hold of it, but if what you suspect of Gowan is true, then it could fall into the wrong hands. I'd like to think that he would never do something like that, but if he were to do it, these would be the stakes and this would be the reason.
Yeah, maybe you'd do it if my life was on the line. Maybe I'd do it if Gowan's life was on the line.
She just kind of stares blankly, but nods.
Okay, yeah, I guess let's get provisions. Before we go, who was the spirit that you spoke to? Was it like the spirit of Ariox, or?
It was the spirit of Ariox's animal companion.
What kind of animal?
It was an Arctic fox.
Okay.
God, that's so cute.
It was really cute, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like a normal-sized Arctic fox or like a giant one? Or?
It's like a regular-sized one.
So we might meet an Arctic fox that is so cute, but bestows portentous, terrible information upon us.
Right. It was able to, like, sniff me, and then it had, you know, new things about the future. Isn't that kind of adorable?
That's an adorable little horrifying
thing. Yeah.
Maybe it will tell Gowan not to do it. Maybe it'll stop Gowan.
Yeah, maybe. But we can't take that risk. We have to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Also, like, he might be in trouble.
Yeah,
he's going through it by himself.
He could easily be in way over his head. I think he already is.
Well, we should waste any more time. Saul jumps out of the pot again.
How did you get back in there?
I don't know. It just feels so right.
Before we go, Mom, your dagger that you gave me, what's its name?
Oh, well, yeah, I have some bad news for you, Calder.
Yeah.
If you say the name of this dagger to Gregor, he's going to change the name of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like, is it heart something and it's going to change it to fart something?
No, sort of. It's called Shard.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you might want to give it your own name.
I maybe do.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking of this because
you didn't have
Gregor wasn't around yet.
Right, okay.
And also he doesn't really go at me the way he goes at you.
I love you, Mom. I wish you didn't tell me the name.
Yeah, you asked.
Miss Kilday, it's such an easy layup.
Yeah, life before my children.
Essentially put yourself on your hands and knees in front of your son so that the other one could just... knock him over.
I'm going to get tabletopped on this.
Yeah. You could just give it your own name. You don't have to tell
it. It doesn't like have it written on that, like in a way that if ice goes across it, it says Shard, right? Just to make sure. Right.
You see, Gregor, nose was bleeding, comes inside and goes, oh, something weird was happening. Did Calder do something dumb?
Don't tell him.
Calder jets out the door.
Grab Shard and get out of here.
Grab Shard? Did you say? Grab Shard?
No.
See, Gregor laughs to himself. And goes back outside. But you see, Calder, your mom grabs you and goes,
all right, my giant heart, I think it's finally time I let you go and be off. I know you've already gone on your own, but I could tell myself in the past that you were on to a safer city away from all of the dangers, but this I know for a fact is very bad, but I know that you can... handle it, and that you're going to come back in one piece, and that you're going to bring your brother back, and that everything's fine, and you have all the swords you need. You guys need like anything else? Or
we have snacks. Okay. We have swords.
All right. Do you want me and your father to go? Should we send Gregor instead? You're good,
mother.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for protecting me up until this point.
And I look to Callie and Saul,
and I've got plenty of protection from here on out. We're gonna be okay.
Yeah. You keep the ice knife safe. We'll keep the actual ice knife safe.
Yeah.
I turn the oven off so it stops boiling.
I'm just going to dump the water out.
I should have done that sooner.
It's just so comfy.
Yeah, you see Mira looks at Saul and Callie and looks at you and just smiles and nods and brings you all in for a tight hug.
Look out for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll look out for Gregor here, and he can look out for us. I'm sure he will have no problem taking off of work.
Yeah. You hear outside, Jörg just goes,
I said, hold it still. Hold it still. I'm holding it, Dad. God.
Gregor leaving his post? There's simply no precedent for that.
You see just a giant wood plank falls back and hits Jörg.
All right, they're going to be at this for a while.
Yeah. I hope they don't notice that the holes are frog-shaped.
All right, let's go.
Sweet. Kenna wakes up, rolls out with the two servants.
Ah!
Hey!
Anything happen? We doing breakfast or?
We take actually flapjacks.
All right, flapjacks to go.
Yeah, flapjacks to go.
And you can bite Saul if you want. He's cooked to perfection right now.
I am tan now.
He's looking a little crispy.
Yeah, she takes a bunch of flapjacks and join you guys as you guys walk out.
I think as we're walking, I want to say to Calder, forgive me if this is like presumptuous, but from watching everything, I kind of think that your mother was so protective of you because you're her favorite.
Impossible. Gowan's her favorite, right?
From what I saw?
Gowan kind of seems like a suck up. No offense.
Calder grows in stature. Stands a little taller.
Calder, you stand tall, emboldened by your friends, but a little creeping doubt enters the back of your mind. Can you really stand up to Gowan Kilday? And more importantly, will you have to? And that's where we'll end our session.
Damn.
God damn it, a chill went through my body.
Good thing we didn't download him on everything.
Yes. Yeah.
We shall see.
It's going to be a Gowan Owen for me.
We'll talk about this more over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NEDDPOD. Don't sing yet.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. What the fuck?
Beep, beep. You gotta turn me off, man.
He's broken. Turn him off. Turn him off.
Turn me off.
Turn him off.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Good.
I had to tickle his belly button.
Does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
Nah, man. I'm going plugless this time.
All right. We're plugless.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so sleek. Plug the shop, shop.nadpod.com. Yeah. We got some fun new stuff in there.
Always. No,
we're not plugging that? Okay.
Yeah. Take it
what
back.
What about the print shop? Because that all
good.
Proceeds
okay,
go to the artist. So
yeah,
if you want to.
Caldwell's shaking his head. Yeah.
I'm fucking plugless.
Oh, shit.
How dare you plug shop.nadpod.com and the print shop, which you can access by going to nadpod.com? How dare you plug those things on this a plugless Thursday?
A perfect plugless Thursday after. Afternoon, folks.
All right. And you can follow us on social media that we may or may not use at CHMercesMe, at Caldy's Caldwell, at EXRs Emily, and at JCords is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NEDDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation. We are the youth of the nation.
It's the end of our show, which means it's time to shout out our benevolent, majestic Council of Elders. Let's get right to it. Brad D, Jeffrey S, Lord of the Fjord, Hugh C, Later McSkater, Matt M, Cutter W, Jeff C, Daniel G, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beard Man Dan, Danny P, Bryant, best friend to Nathan the Horse, Vincent W, Victor T, a.k.a. Balnor's Boy, Hoyt's friend, Justin I, Danny Nanster, TJ M, Trey Lay, The Cray, Christopher B, Damiel R, Jordan L,
cyborg version of Josh the Kobold,
Targot, Stevie Wags, Hellish Rebuker, PhD, R.I.P. Squeam, he died as he lived, without context, Princess Yar, Jory S, Jack L, Nicholas C, star of every film ever made in Bohemia, now starring in the Iron Deep production, A Squire Never Tires, Samuel B, Mike H, Alka Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G, Tyler F, Knee Badger, Panama James, Hadrian,
Carborough Chapel Hill FPV. Rex Daniel the White. Deanna De Los Lopez. Cici Lulu. Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective. Reiko. Calder Comes Cold. Shout out to the Cold Come Companions. Frosty Facial. Wow. Taylor B, the Vengeful One Winged Angel. Cass, Skateboard Cass. Steven, Speeds Into Seasons of Sneezin' Achoo! See! Mike K, Lady Taco and Team Incredulity. Jake L, Nick W, William W, Big Bad Beardo the Mad. Ananarama! Percival Frederickstein von Musel Klesowski de Rolo III. J, Dragonborn. Depical Shrub. The Sandrean. Ben A. Dave H. Christian S. A Totally Normal Vulture. Dustin S. Danny F. Hawkeye Pierce. Bookvar's Assistant Izzy F. DPC is awesome. Shown the Shade Tree Mechanic of Zelbuldar. Summer Rose, a.k.a. Grantaire. Cat C. Misa of House in Zunza. Ariel, the Occasional Mermaid. Selena N, a.k.a. Velociraptor. B, Perky Always. Pat L. Maxwell J. Lauren H. Nolani, the Coffee Barista Brewing Fighter of Linpial and Bohemia. Serve 16. The Bone Duster. Annie, the Feywild Therapist. Skillful Ferret, insert art request here. Oh, I would love to see the entire gang, all of Duck Team, riding on a sled, kind of in like a Calvin and Hobbes style. I think that'd be cool. Connor Savage, Salil, Weed Goku 69, aka Gunk at 16, experimenting with drugs. BioQuart 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H, Trub Hop Dropper, Jack H, aka Hey Guys, 8-Bit Book Club has 997 reviews on Spotify. 3 more, and the scribe said his dad would guest. Let's juice! Lindsay W, Valen, Carlin C, Emily S, Noah the Bullywug Boy, hashtag release the filthy guppy cut. James G, Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey. Daddy Master Dandy, Han, Eric B, Marcos, Learns the Balance Druid, Dakota James P, Frida M, Tracy P, the Crick Elf Librarian, Maggie S, see you in Chicago, saw you in Chicago, hope you had a blast, Holly H, Leah, Giovanni the Fighter, Akash T, Andrew the Crick Prankswalker, whoa, Dufinius, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, yes, the whole thing, yes, every time, Cody Care, Keychains Pentium 2 Processor, Lorelei the Succubus, and Kira, her busty queen. Matt M, your friendly neighborhood yaunt and yunkle, Andrew and Sid. John Adams, the write-in candidate for 2024. You've got my vote. Meg, the mail carrier manager of Bohemia. James F, Jimmy A, M4L, Austin S, Wayfarer, now has to do something with the trolls. Get rid of them, turn to page 42. Keep them, turn to page 69. Shane C, Barpo Good Barrel Barbarian, Welshlander, Garrett G, aka One Big Curd, Mr. D, Dana the Daisy, Ethan B, Havy the Half-Orc, Renee the Monster Captain, Box Clipton, Olivia, the Enchanting Bard, who is working hard on her audition for the lead singer of the Mounting Crows. Yeah! Winter Slade, Sammy B, Bohemia's finest linguist. Riley S, Fico, Garrett, the Artificer. Anthony, the Raddest of Dudes. Josh H, Caleb L. The fairies, who have been partying nonstop to celebrate hashtag CCC, we are hungover and resting and wishing the best of luck to all of y'all. Thank you, fairies. Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie-wearing barbarian. Lexi H, MJ, the BFG. Cam, the frogman. Artavius Crass. Gino T, Mama Bell. Derek D, Tristan, the tallless hunk. BTA Workshop. Shenanigans O'Connor, Mios the Great, Alex K, Joshua S., Alexander, Linz W., Angel LaPamela, the Forever Vindicated, Emma S., Red, the Reforged, Warforged, Pavu Escanor, the Goliath Paladin, providing service with a smile, a breathless, passionate whisper to get there, a cat napping in a sunbeam, listening to a podcast, Nyack's Nasty Nut, C. Jam Hampton, Shelby Kenna's second favorite sprite girl. She's casting Power Word Party on everyone listening. If below 150 HP, you now have to limbo. Jackson R., official Ned Flanders. Blake H., searching for a sweet blue hole with his bestie, Big Bev. Papa Skydays. Mima Skydays. Oh, it's V., Tommy W., Mike and Lisa sending love to all y'all. Haley the Human, Megan N., the Big M., Balnor's best friend, Steve, Stephanie of House in Zunza, Jake's Ramen Shop, R.I.P. Melchior, the brave Leonin warrior, who even cares about the rest of the party, Karjish, Benjamin A., Sacrificial Otaku, pin name for Callie's cousin, who discovered anime and is trying to spread the word all over Bohemia, Jiggy Merlino, Nickel A., Let's Combine into Ultimate Mega Yakmazord 9000, Frokie, Maple the Shy Bookworm, Ashley, Seth E., Billy Batson, Tori the Dragoose, son of Thomas, the blind bisexual goose, Bicon and father of 69 Signets, real goose, you can look him up, Sock Monkey Bob, Wolfwing Pup on a Spelljammer and rolling with difficulty, Michael L.S., Jacob P., Nova Cry, Parcel, Dex Riddlewell, Hannah H., Ace Dregs, High Lord of Kritzberg, Joshua F., Darius D., Troy's Mom, Venn Diagram, and Nurse Betty 141. Whew! That is all of our elders. Thank you so, so much for all your support. If you would like to join this illustrious number, you can do so by going to patreon.com/nadpod. We appreciate you all for tuning in, and we will see you here next week. Farewell.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.